Blog Talk Radio.
On Inspired Media for You, it's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. Are you ready? I know I sure am. Woo, this is Coach Adams, your host of Motivational Mondays, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Every time I hear that song, I just get happy. It makes me want to dance. It's so vibrant and inspiring. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to really support you with the process of closing the gap from where you are on your journey to where you desire to grow. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are truly on a divine journey. For me, God is truly the light illuminating each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, for truly we know you could be doing a million and one other things, but we want you to know that we are eternally grateful that you have taken this time to engage with us, and we appreciate the opportunity to sow into your life on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring to you each week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to hold on to your seat, work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dream. If you missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online. On last week's installment of Motivational Mondays, we had the tag team ministry of the dynamic duo Don and Charlene Johnson out of Sacramento, and we took a journey and had a night to dream. It was truly impactful and powerful. On today's broadcast, I am so honored for our guest that is joining us from the British Virgin Islands, the Honorable Melvin M. Turnbull. But before I bring in our guest, and he's going to cast the vision of who he is and take us on this beautiful journey, a journey of faith. And I hope you're ready for it. But I want you to know that this is without question a show that you need to invite someone to share in with you. So we simply ask that you take a quick moment, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, send an Instagram, send a message in the bottle, send a Pigeon Carrier pigeon carrier. Do whatever you need to do to tell someone they need to connect and engage as we take this powerful journey, this journey of faith. Well, I want to have as much time as we possibly can with our in-studio guests. So join me as we welcome a part of the government of the Virgin Islands, the British Virgin Islands, the Honorable Melvin M. Turnbull. Well, hello, family.
Hello, family. How are you?
I am absolutely fabu and just truly motivated on this Motivational Monday. How are you?
I'm doing well, and if I heard the quote that if I was doing any better, I'll be twins, but thanking God for life and the opportunity to first and foremost be on this show. Thank you, Coach Adams and Tabitha, for this opportunity to be able to share on such a large forum, and I'm just excited to be able to give my personal take and testimony on what it means to journey in faith.
And, you know, we appreciate you being here. And, of course, I know your story, the broad strokes of it, but I really wanted to give our global listening audience an opportunity to hear the wisdom that you have to share because, you know, so many are struggling on their journey of faith. And I think it's important first to share with us who is the Honorable Melvin F. Turnbull.
Well, I am simply a work of God. I am a young man who is now the youngest elected member of government in the British Virgin Islands. Back in June 8th last year, I was elected, but before I became elected, there were some things in my life that were happening in terms of purpose, in terms of direction. So graduated out of college, worked in with AIG in Florida, and then moved back home to the BVI, started to do some works, investments and pensions, and take off a career basically to start to plan my life for the future with an investment firm, being the manager and, you know, managing a good amount of money for that business there in the BVI. And while on that journey path, I'm married to my beautiful wife, and we started a life, and the voice of God started to speak to me from back in 2007, where it was like, okay, you have to do more with your life. You have to do more. I'm like, I'm making money. I graduated college. You know, it's going good. So let me do what I'm prepared to do. And I continued to work. And my brother was working this mentorship program called Project Lionheart, where it's an at-risk program where we mentor young kids between the ages of 12 and 21. But he had gone off to school, so I started doing that part-time, still working this job, managing finances, have a young wife at that time, and keep getting this pull from God, you need to do more. It's fine that you're doing the mentorship. It's fine that you're involved in church, but there's more that I need you to do. And I ran from that voice for about 4 years before actually becoming to the point in 2013 where I became an ordained minister of the gospel, because he was saying, there's more that I need for you to do. And I'm saying, God, I'm doing enough. I'm busy in church. I'm busy with these kids. I'm busy trying to take care of my family. And at that time, we were blessed in 2009 with a wonderful baby girl, who's now 6 years old. And the journey continued, and God kept saying, okay, well, you got ordained now. It's more. I need more from you. And that's
so you mean to tell me, Honorable Melvin, that God actually still speaks today in 2016. He was speaking to you this whole way.
Oh, indeed. Indeed, he was speaking. Indeed, and he spoke. There wasn't a magical voice as it is normally portrayed and demonstrated. You know, Mitch, you need to do this. But it was two persons that he was saying through my senior pastor, which is also my dad, that, you know, I see there's more for you to do. And in that quiet time where I'm in that space with God, I'm waking up 3-4 o'clock in the morning. The last thing before I go to sleep, I'm thinking about what ways can I impact my community and impact the young people in my community. And his voice just became stronger, and to the point where and I heard from experience with Vertical Leap and Coach Hollingsworth, he says logic is in direct rebellion to faith. And I didn't understand what that meant at that time. But I'm saying, God, I'm managing financial resources. And he says, I need you to quit your job. I need you to give me what I need. I need you to give me your time and give me all of your time and all your resources and just allow me to do it. Now, again, young family, it didn't make financial sense. And he said, it doesn't have to make financial sense. It makes faith sense. And the journey began for me in 2013 when I was given the opportunity to attend the Vertical Leap. And it was a life-changing experience for me because then I really understood what my purpose in life was. From the training, from the teaching, from the time of just in-depth worship and understanding what it means to worship God, which is complete surrender, extreme, extravagant respect to God, where I gave up of myself and tried to figure it out. And said, well, God, you do it. And on that journey, as I quit my job and moved back, came back to the BVI, things just started to fall in place. So the voice of God is very real.
And, you know, the reason why I said that, you know, being fun with it, because, of course, I know that God is forever speaking. But someone listening in, I'm sure they're thinking, God's not speaking to me. He's not speaking. But he's always speaking. The thing is, and what I'm hearing you say, you had grown to the place that you had fine-tuned the frequency of hearing God. So when he spoke, you knew it. So when he said, I need you to do more, I need you to do more, I need you to do more, you were an open vessel to say, okay, God, what does this doing more look like? And so help us to really understand from your point of view, one, your purpose, God's call on your life, and how does that relate to this journey of faith that we're discussing on this evening?
Look, it is sometimes we become so busy and occupied with our time, with our talents. I was running ragged, doing what I thought was work for God. I was the director of the youth group at my church. I was the director of the praise team. I just became an ordained minister. So I was in church. I was mentoring kids. I was speaking to families. I was involved with the youth courts and the juvenile detention system and forming relationship with the government at that time. So I was extremely busy. But for me, what it was when I kept hearing the voice say, you need to do more, the more wasn't that I need to do extra stuff. The more was I need you to take all the stuff that you're doing because it's all for a specific purpose and for a specific plan. But now instead of just doing the stuff and going through the routine, I need you to understand what the purpose of all these experiences and all the places that I've allowed you to be in means. And for me, what that understanding did for me is pushed me to an arena that I stopped trying to figure it out. I stopped trying to work it in my head in terms of, you know, well, logic says this You have to provide for your family. And it just became, God, you said it. Let's go and see what it looked like. So after quitting my job, and again, my wife and my family are there, and so we went from me being the breadwinner of the house to depending on my wife's salary to us basically depleting savings, because when God gives you a vision for something and you buy into it, He wants to make sure that you trust Him. So I went in then the support of my family and my wife, and it just didn't make sense. So I was running a mentorship program depending on the government for funding. Sometimes the funding came, sometimes it didn't. But it was just a journey that I, after mentoring these kids on a full-time basis and the rewards that I got from hearing from the parents of transformation and hearing from their teachers and even some of the testimonies that the young persons were giving me, then that was more than any monetary payment or financial payment could ever come. And then my journey continued when it shifted. It's like, okay, well, you were obedient there. I have something else for you. And I'm saying, okay, God, now what? Am I going to go back to my job? Am I going to go back to being the president? And then this whole political arena opened up, and people started saying, well, you know, you do so much work with the young people, and you are credible, and you're respected. We need somebody honest and God-fearing to represent us in election. And in my mind, again, I went with the logic. It was absolutely not. That's not me. That's not God. He's not saying that. I didn't hear Him. And then it started to happen. People at my church and my family and my brother and my wife, and they would just come and, you know, you should consider it. You should consider it. And then there's this banner in our church. The last year, the theme of our church was Faith Unfeigned in 2015. This year's moved Beyond Your Means in 2016. But there's this particular banner in our church that says, follow me. And that was drove me to the point where, God, you said it. I don't know how it's going to work, because when it comes to politics, it's already a misnomer that the connotation that they're corrupt and there's nothing good and politicians are liars and all the other variables included. But God set me up to a point where I trusted Him that 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm up writing speeches as if I'm writing messages to minister the word of God. That's when I knew without a shadow of a doubt that it was in fact God, because my purpose in the relationship that I have with Him, I understand that when He speaks to me, it's in those terms. So He gave me speeches long before campaign and election, and it just became a part of my spirit. So I trusted Him completely for that journey. And it's not one that was easy, because the incumbent that I was up against had been in the position for 20 years or 5 terms. So here I am, this young 34-year-old little boy in the whole arena of politics, where most of the persons are 44 or 50 and above. Here comes this little boy and wanting to represent people. But the one thing that I believe is that God put me to it. And the blessings that I received along the way, just being obedient, and that Matthew 6:33, seek ye first principle. Coach calls it the corridor principle. As you move in accordance to God, He will draw to you the desires of your heart. I just kept steadfast and moved in the direction that He wanted me to go. And on June 8th last year, overwhelmingly, I was elected to the government to represent the people of the 2nd District by a margin, and this is the part that blew my mind, by a margin of almost 400 votes, which is might not be that big to persons in the America based on the population, but it's a constituency of 1,300 eligible voters, and on average just about 900 persons voted. So So I got 600. The next person that ran next to me got 243. So for me, at the end of that particular journey, I wept, and people were like, oh, you're crying, and they didn't understand. That was nothing but me celebrating in the Holy Spirit of God, understanding that he said something to me. I was obedient. I obeyed him in faith. I walked in accordance with his word, and he gave me and granted unto me the desires of my heart.
And what a tremendous blessing. As I'm listening to you, I'm sitting here smiling because, of course, I know to be true and understand, like you spoke, that logic is in rebellion to faith. And when you were saying it wasn't logical, it wasn't logical, it wasn't logical, and I know that someone listening in from our global audience for Motivational Mondays, you're sitting there thinking that your journey is not logical. It's not logical. It doesn't make sense. All of the I's don't dot and all of the T's don't cross, and I can't do this. And we're hearing this beautiful story, this beautiful journey of faith, unfeigned faith, and I want you to clarify what that means to you, that we're hearing this beautiful story of what one would say is not logical, your age, being the youngest, you know, trying to win over someone who had already served five terms, just all of these different variables. For you, Honorable Melvin Turnbull, what does this term of unfeigned faith really mean to you?
It means I'm trusting God, and in my trust in God, my complete and total dependence on God, he would take me to places that I've never been, and he will allow me to realize dreams that I've not even been able to dream. So it's almost like the road less trod. He has taken me to places and opened doors for me, even this opportunity to be able to share on this level my story is a testimony of what it means to have unfeigned faith, that I'm not wavering. It's authentic faith. I'm not, even though there will be the doubts, even though there'll be the criticism, because if I might just share for persons out there, this journey was not a bed of roses. I'm a young man coming up in a society where politicians and political figures are older than I am, and most of them I came up under respect and calling Mr. and Sir. And at this journey, I'm following God, but the things that were being said about me were enough, if I listened to them, were enough for me to quit, because there were the naysayers. There were the persons that said, as an ordained minister, there should be no mix between God and state and things of that nature. But I trusted God. I trusted God enough to believe that he would be able to give me the end result that he said to me at the beginning. So no matter how the journey may look, no matter how hard it may seem, and the good thing for me is if it continually affects the way you live life, the way you wake up in the morning, the way you go to bed, the way you think about things, then that is the very thing. If it upsets you enough, that is the very thing that God is pushing you to. Even though you can't see it, even though you can't figure it out, he's saying, trust me, because I created these things and I put these things in place. So if you trust me, then when we walk through this journey together, when we walk through this journey together, you'll be able to touch stone. You'll be able to praise me along the way, and I'll continue to strengthen you.
And I keep hearing the sound of trust me. God is saying, trust me. This is your anchor in faith, to trust, to trust, to trust. Would you say that it was the trust that gave you the fortitude that in spite of the circumstances of logic that gave you what you needed to continue to press through? And how do you, if you were counseling someone, being a minister, and someone was saying, wow, I'm struggling with trusting God, I hear your story, I love that you were able to accomplish this level of your dream, but I don't know how to trust God. What wisdom would you share with someone listening in that is struggling with this issue of trust, which we know is at the heart of a journey of faith?
Yeah, I would just say to any person, any individual, that trust has everything to do and nothing to do with you as an individual. It has everything to do with believing that there is someone, and my someone is God, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that if he gives you an idea, if he births something in you, if he gives you passion to do something, it is total dependency on him to work out the details. All our responsibility is to walk in obedience to what he said. So along the journey, even when things don't work out, even when mama and daddy and everybody might be acting up, you still have to move in accordance, because the trust that you have to see this thing to completion is not you. I tell people all the time, it is nothing about me that is that special. I am not the smartest person in the room. I am not the most handsome person, even though my wife thinks I am. But for me, I know, and it's evident that I have to give honor and glory to God, because I am not that good. And he makes me look good because he's reflecting reward of obedience on my life. So to trust somebody just means you're totally dependent. You have given up, and a lot of times it's just as simple as surrender. I am surrender. I'm not trying to do it my way. I'm not trying to figure it out, but I am going to trust the process. And trusting means you're going in a direction based on where you know you're supposed to be going, not knowing how you're going to figure it out. But you're praying, you're dependent, you're walking, and persons, God will place persons and people in different scenarios in your life that will encourage you to get to the end result.
And, you know, I have to say that what you're sharing is so key around this subject of trust. And would you say that it really comes back to how strong our relationship is or is not with God?
I would say so. I believed that I had a strong relationship with God prior to all these different journeys that he's been putting me on. But the more you seek God, the more you trust and believe in God and study his word and praise and worship him, is the more you realize there's so much more that you don't know about God. And for me, my life now operates that we say here in the Caribbean, I'm living life with reckless abandon, meaning I'm not concerned about what people may say or how it may even look. I am dependent on God. And however it looks, however the process looks along the way, I know that my end result, I will be celebrated, because this is a work and a purpose of God. So the relationship with God is extremely important, because that Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then we learn from that Mark 11:22-24 principle that in order to have the things, and I think that's where a lot of times we get caught up. We run after the things. We want the things, but we don't want to go through the processes of getting the things, which is, as you will know, Coach GMT, the prayer and faith. And you have to say the things that God says to you. You minus your doubt, you add your belief, times forgiveness, and then you get your things. We can't go and just think, well, God gives me a direction, and then we have areas of our lives that are not in right standing with God, and we know about them. He reveals us to us and expect to get the things, because the things may come, but they're not going to be, you're not going to enjoy the things, or you're not going to have that joy. People talk about happiness, but you're not going to have the joy, which is complete rest and relaxation in the satisfaction of knowing that I have done what I was supposed to do and done it in obedience. So for me, the relationship is extremely important, and the relationship just keeps getting stronger as we continue to dig in and depend on God's word and what he says.
Great wisdom that you are sharing, great wisdom. And if agreeable, I would love the opportunity to give our global listening audience an opportunity to really connect and engage. Ask a question, make a comment. So is it agreeable? Can we take questions?
You can't take questions. Indeed.
Okay, perfect. So our global listening audience here on Motivational Monday, this is the time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself. Press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. If you are on the computer, you do need to dial in. Our dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We do have a caller, and I will transition our first caller in. Area code 559, last 4 digits, 2066. Welcome. You're live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and the Honorable Melvin Turnbull.
Well, good evening.
Good evening.
First and foremost, I wanted to thank him so very much for sharing his testimony. Very, very inspirational. And I chuckled because I am multitasking and I did not mean to press the key. But while I'm on and somehow or another my key was pressed and I'm but I did want to say thank you so very much. I loved your testimony. Congratulations on your position. And thank God that you for your obedience and how he's continuing to make the provision for the vision that you have as you go forth in Jesus' name and walk in your kingdom assignment. It has definitely been an inspiration to me. As I'm sure with everyone else that is listening, I just want to say thank you and God's blessings to you in your future endeavors. Look forward to coming
Amen.
Out and seeing you personally, you and your wife and family, real soon.
Indeed, I look forward. I look forward for the opportunity.
We're walking by faith.
That's it.
I'm catching on. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you so much, caller. If you can press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue, press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. Again, this is a time in our broadcast that our lines are open, and we invite you to chime in. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Meanwhile, we will continue our discussion with the Honorable Melvin Turnbull here on Motivational Mondays as we are taking a journey of faith. And, of course, we've heard that this journey of faith was not an easy journey, but there was a clear message from God. There was a clear clarity around knowing that God has spoke and one must do and move. And in this case, God was letting his son know that I need you to do more. I need you to do more. And so now here we are, the Honorable Melvin Turnbull. What is next for you on your journey? Where do you go from here? Are there greater aspirations in politics? Did you always have an interest and love for politics?
Absolutely not. I had absolutely no interest ever being in politics. Just as I had no interest whatsoever of being an ordained minister of the gospel, because my father, again, has been pastoring, leading the church now that we worship at for almost 40 years. And from a personal standpoint, and from a, I guess I would say from a fleshly standpoint, I didn't want to have the responsibility of being responsible for a person's lives and dealing with their stresses. And now my brother's back home, and he's now the executive pastor. So it was not what I intended to do. It was not what I wanted to do. But the call of God on my life is something completely different. The things that he has called me to, I would not be, again, the most intelligent person in the room, or the person that you would most likely pick because of credentials and all those things. But when God calls you to a work, he prepares you for it. He equips you for it. So for me, this entire journey has been one where he has prepared every step of my life. And now I'm at 36. Now I am being able more to appreciate the experiences, even some of the ones that I've went off on a tangent and been disobedient and not always been in church either. And the experiences that I've had in my life while in college and while away, it's always a working together for this good, if we would call it that. The experiences that we've had to meet persons that you've even had on your show, the last guest and people like Derek Luke and his wife and just the opportunities, it's all working together for the good to be able to just sit amongst the leaders of territories. Actually, I'm right now in Anguilla attending a conference for training and sitting across with leaders from the United Kingdom and leaders from this country here in Anguilla, just being able to serve and be able to speak and prepare myself for whatever God is going to do. I don't try to figure out what he's going to do. I don't try to force it. I just am learned now to be obedient, to be patient, and listen to his voice. I would not move outside of his voice. I would not do it because people say, well, you're good at this, and I think you should do this. It doesn't work that way for me anymore. I am patient enough and learned enough.
Well, it sounds like we are having and experiencing some technical difficulties, but while we wait for the reconnection of our guest, of course, calling in from the British Virgin Islands, the Honorable Melvin M. Turnbull, I just want to highlight and really bring a great summary around some of the things that we have heard. One of the things that stood out from what he was just sharing a moment ago that is so key, and I have to say, Coach Adams can really relate to this, is that there are times on your journey when God will call you to do something that you did not desire to do. And the Honorable Melvin Turnbull was just sharing with us that he did not have an interest in politics, but yet politics is a part of God's call. And I want to encourage you, our global listening audience, because you may be on a journey and thinking, wow, I didn't really have an interest in this, but once you tap into it, you realize not only do I have an interest, but I am anointed to do it. The same is true for me as it relates to my speaking. I had absolutely no interest in speaking whatsoever. And many of you who are regular listeners, and I don't want to bore you, you've heard my stories of real estate and the experience that I have in that industry. And so you need to stay open to who God has called you to, the journey that he has you on, recognizing that that journey may be completely opposite, may be completely different, as one would say, diametrically opposed to who God, in essence, has called you to. And so we have to be open. And I love that the Honorable Melvin shared with us that this was not something that I was interested in doing, but yet there was an anointing. And I know we have the Honorable Melvin Turnbull back with us. Anything you want to add around what you were saying before the call dropped?
I don't know what happened, but I was sharing still. I was just saying to anyone, because my life is an open book. I try to share as much of my life and some of the stories and experiences that I've had with as many people as possible. So I know I'm given the story of faith, but through that story of faith, the things that we want to do or the things that we have sometimes in our mind to do might not be what it is that God wants us to do. And those things that God wants us to do is the things that we might say, well, no, I'm not ready for that. I'm not prepared. That's not what I want to do. And when we get rid of the I, because the word discipline from what I've been taught and learned, discipline means delaying one's gratification. So I'm putting aside what I necessarily want to do and moving to what God wants me to do, because his plans are perfect. His plans work out. But the road that we take to get there, the things that will be thrown at us, the failures that we may have along the way, does not mean that we stop, because I'm looking at the end result. Whatever I'm involved in now, I'm looking at the end result. How would this look? And at the end of it, would God be pleased with my journey? So even though I might fail, even though I might mess up, even though I may even think about quitting and walking completely in the opposite direction, I know that once I and God are on the same path through the journey, the road that at the end of it would be success.
And I agree wholeheartedly with you that when we are on the road that God has predetermined for us, that he has outlined for us, the end result will always be good. I want to just give another acknowledgement to our global listening audience. You are listening to Motivational Mondays here with Coach Adams and the Honorable Melvin Turnbull here on Motivational Mondays. And we're talking about a journey of faith, a journey of faith. This is a time in our broadcast that our lines are open. We do invite you to share in the conversation. Maybe you have a question or a comment. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. We have a few moments left in our broadcast, and we do invite you to chime in. If you are on the computer, you do need to dial in. The call-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. As we're on this journey of faith, the one thing that is clear is that we have to fine-tune the frequency of hearing and knowing the voice of God. Why is that important? It's important because any journey of faith requires you to trust God. Like we've heard from Honorable Melvin Turnbull that God said, quit your job. Now you have to really be anchored in him to quit your job if you don't have what you need to say, I trust you Now that is truly a journey of faith. And trust is key. That God will take you on a journey that may not have been something that you desired to do, but yet you are anointed to do. As we heard the Honorable Melvin Turnbull sharing with us, not interested in politics, wasn't necessarily what he was interested in, but yet God gifted him and gave him an anointing in that area. What is that area that God has gifted and anointed you in? We trust that you are encouraged on today's installment of Motivational Monday to step out, to trust God, to do what he has called you to. I see that we have another caller, and we will transition you in. Area code 310, last 47638. Welcome to Motivational Mondays. You are live. You have a question or a comment?
Yes, I do. Hello, Coach Adams. This is Mara Gale. I just wanted to tell you I'm enjoying your show tonight, and I really wanted to thank your special guest, Honorable Melvin M. Turnbull. This has been a blessing on multiple levels. One, I appreciate your humility. I appreciate your obedience, sir. I'm so encouraged by the fact that it wasn't something you desired, but God, that he called you and you knew that this was what he was pulling you to do. And it wasn't a major persuasion, but the reality is your obedience to his will for you is astounding. And then you mentioned something earlier in the show. You were talking about having reckless abandonment. And I so know what that is, when you just surrender it all and you give it all to him and you just know and believe and trust that it will all work out fine. So when you were reiterating a little bit ago, talking about, you know, there may be failures and bumps and things along the road, trust me, and my sister Coach Adams knows, there has been many of setbacks and many of scraped knees and bruised emotions at times, but I hold fast to his hand. I hold fast to his promise. I hold fast to his word. And I know that I know that I know he did not bring me this far to leave me. And so as you were speaking, I was just encouraged to know that even in this darkest winter of my life that I'm currently going through, that as long as I hold to his word and trust him and allow him to lead me, that he will truly see me through it. So I thank you for your words. They landed on my heart drive. They're stored. Nobody can erase them. No stone's going to push them out. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being a guest on my sister's show tonight.
Appreciate you, and praise God. Praise God.
And before the midwife of midwives disconnects, I want you to share with, because this is definitely one of my very dear sister friends, a previous guest here on Motivational Mondays, just a dynamo. It would take us a whole nother show to share all of her accolades and what she has going on. But you can make a connection with her. So, sis, why don't you give them your contact info, pathway of how they would engage with you?
Oh, thank you, thank you. Absolutely. I can be reached on all social media channels at Mara Gale. That's M-A-U-R-A, last name Gale, G-A-L-E, no Y, no I. And then the website is maragale.com. But this was for deposit only. I ain't even want any change. It was such a good show, Coach. I really appreciate all the nuggets that were dropped on tonight. And congratulations again. I'm so excited for you. In your new position, for you and your family and your wife, and just for the Virgin Islands in general, because we got a believer that's going to be doing the job, which just makes it that much more awesome, because I know your obedience to our daddy, our Abba Father, is going to cause some things to just run even better than before. So, again, congratulations, and thanks, Coach.
Oh, you're so welcome, and I know you didn't desire anything, but, of course, we don't want to have on and people not know how to make that connection with all that you have to offer. So we thank you for chiming in. I'm so honored. I love it. Well, we're going to continue in our discussion on this evening. And, you know, I have to ask you, Honorable Melvin Turnbull, I know we said the journey was not easy. We've already established that. What would you say has been your greatest life lesson to date? Greatest life lesson.
From the last caller, Myra. She just said something that sparked something, brought something back to my remembrance. On this journey to making the decision and the commitment to get into politics, there was a job available that I interviewed for to directly deal with youth and young people for the entire BVI. I applied for the job, I interviewed for the job, I was offered the position. The humorous part about it is God said, okay, so now you saw that you can do it, now that you saw that you're the front runner, they gave you an opportunity to offer a letter for the job. He says, now turn it down and do what I told you to do. And I look back on that, and it's just absolutely amazing that he would just blow your minds, because even the things, even as you move away from what it is that he said to you, and you go quote unquote on your own path, his voice is still there. Like, okay, so you went and did it your way, but that's still not what I want you to do. So now follow my way. And for me, the most interesting and intriguing part of this journey is waking up every day, and being given opportunity to serve people that have shaped my life in some shape or form or fashion to become the person that I am, the persons that are in my community, the persons that look up to me, I have tremendous respect for, but it is humbling, and I'm eternally grateful for the opportunity to be able to serve them, not just to be the youngest member, elected member in the BVI, and to be the only ever ordained minister, licensed and ordained minister of the gospel to ever serve in our government in the BVI. And that's something that I don't talk about, because there were other preachers and ministers, lay preachers of that sort, but there was never an ordained minister of the gospel. And for me, I know that it is my job to stand apart and do my best as pleasing unto God, because of all the concepts and ideas that politicians are surrounding. So I know I have a responsibility first and foremost to God. He is not an addendum to the agenda for me. He is, in fact, my agenda, and then everything else will follow. So the politics will follow, but my first and foremost responsibility is to God, is to make sure what I'm doing, what I'm saying, is pleasing to him. And I know that he's brought me on this journey. So pleasing him will please people and move me along this journey and being able to serve and represent the people off the BVI, and even being able to travel to different parts of the world. I was in the UK, and I was telling my wife, it was so amazing that I'm coming, this young boy, just mentoring youth and going to places like the UK, and you have somebody standing police armed car with your name on it, and they're escorting you. And it's just phenomenal where God has taken me. And I'm just of the belief that even though I've seen this much so far, I'm still haven't yet seen what he's able to do.
And we know that there is so much more, and we definitely want to hear about that. We do have another caller, so I would like to transition our next caller in. Area code 310, last 49917. You are live here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and the Honorable Melvin Turnbull. Welcome.
Hi, Coach Adams. This is Yumiko. Hi, to be on the line with such prestigious and phenomenal people of God, such as Mari Gale and yourself and the Honorable Melvin Trumbull. And I just praise God for how he uses you in this ministry of broadcasting. It's such a pleasure to hear the man of God, to hear his testimony, because God says he knows the plans that he has for us. And he said that we were predestined before we were placed in our mother's womb. So his appointment
Amen.
Is not by accident. It was already predestined when he placed you in your mother's womb. God had already in his plan that you would be in the position that you're in. I tell you, and it's not an easy journey when you walk with God. He said, to whom much is given, much is required. And I'm also, too, in a position where I'm trying to figure out, okay, Lord, what are you trying to get me to do? I'm in a job transition, and I'm in a capacity that is a little above my qualifications according to my carnal flesh. But according to God, mm-hmm. there's obviously something there. And there's a young lady there. I said, Lord, whoever I am here for, just reveal it to me. So one of my coworkers come to find out she's the cousin of another ex-coworker friend of mine. And she told me the other day, she said, you are here for me. She said, I don't know who else you're here for, but you are here for me. And the jobs that I've done, she's actually following in my footsteps. She is now interviewing for jobs that I've already done with the same people wow. that I've worked for. So you never know how God is moving, but it is a time where you have to be quiet and still and meditate and concentrate and fast, because that's the only time we can truly hear God's voice and to know his stand, what it is he is trying to dictate over our lives. And it's when we surrender unto God that he reveals and he conveys. And I tell you, your testimony is just so spectacular and right on point for me, because I am in that place where I'm trying to hear from the Lord. I said, okay, Lord, I'm not hearing. You know, what are you trying to convey to me? What am I supposed to be doing? And I'm in a contracting position, and they're trying to move forward and hiring permanently. I don't know if they're going to hire me permanently, but I'm just trying to wait in the wings. And like you're saying, different people have said different things to me. Well, you should do this and you should do that. I said, no, I'm just going to wait on the Lord, because I want him to orchestrate and ordain what it is he has for me to do. And it's only, like you said, when God does it, it comes out for the good. So God bless you and your family for what God is doing and how he's elevating. Even in Coach Adams' ministry, I'm watching this young lady just grow and blossom and prosper in such amazing ways. And God has just connected her with some just awesome people in the Word of God and in the work of God. And I just praise God for this time and for you and for how he is moving. And God bless all of you. And Mara Gale, I can't say enough about her either. I've seen her many times and heard her speak at different events, but to God be the glory. God bless you and keep you. And as you continue to work in the Lord, that he will just abound in your life and that he will prosper in your way.
Amen. I receive that. Thank you so much.
Thank you for that rich deposit. And we do have another caller. And I ask you, Miko, if you can press 1 to remove yourself out of the host queue. But we have a caller, looks like a caller from the BVI, Eric code 284, last 4-3-4-0-6. You are live on Motivational Monday.
Hi, good evening, Coach Adams. This is Joelle Tumble. How are you?
This is the beautiful bride of the honorable. Well, hello.
Hi, good evening, my love. How are you?
I am doing well. I am doing well. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. I'm just listening in from all the way in the British Virgin Islands, and I am just in awe about how amazing and how awesome God is. And every word that Mitch has said so far has resonated and has been so powerful to me, because I'm there. I'm right there with him. And I just wanted to say just one thing in relation to fate, that when he came to me and said, this is what God wanted to do, this is what God is saying, this is what God is speaking in my life, I was like, are you crazy? This doesn't make sense. You know, financially, it doesn't make sense. I said, okay, just let's wait. Let's pray about it some more and see if this is what, you know, we're really supposed to be doing here. And, you know, he left and he came back about a year, and he's like, Jay, you know, we need to do this. And for me, as a wife, knowing the responsibility that I would have had to take on financially, I said, you know what? I love you. I respect you. You're the leader. You're the head of our home. And if that's what God is telling you, then I support you. And I think for me, that was my faith walk in believing in my husband as the head of the house, and knowing that he believes and he's serving God and he loves God, and whatever it is that he has for us would come to pass. And clearly we are seeing that now. And I'm just in awe that we serve an amazing God. And I just want to give him all the glory.
Amen.
Ooh, amen. What a way to seal this time and to close this time today on Motivational Monday with such a powerful statement and exhortation by the beautiful Mrs. Jewel Turnbull. I am so encouraged by your words, and we have a little. I have a little joke here. I don't know if you've heard it in the BBI. You know, Tito Jackson. You would say, Tito, pass me a tissue. So I'm like sitting here, where's my tissue box? Because that was so heartwarming and so beautiful, and I love it. Ladies, we need to learn something from what was just spoken. Stand by your man, but the man that's following God. Okay, that's a whole nother show. We're not going to go there. So I am going to give us an opportunity to close out, and I want to give you both an opportunity. If you have any closing thoughts, remarks, as we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, wow, how quickly an hour of power flies by. And I want to give you both an opportunity. Closing thoughts or remarks?
My closing thoughts, first and foremost, I'm just grateful to God for the opportunity that he's granted onto me. Grateful for my wife and her support. That one caught me off guard. But to Coach Adams and my family that supports me, Coach Adams, you've God has placed you in my life since 2013, and the opportunities that we've been able to share on, and the things that I've been able to learn in, and this venture with your show to be able to reach and encourage so many people. I just want to applaud you and your co-producer, Tabitha, for even taking that journey of faith into the unknown. But it is just a tremendous blessing, and I am just grateful. I'm humbled for this opportunity and all the opportunities afforded to me. And I will continue to do my best and trust in God with all my heart and lean not unto mine own understanding, because as we all know, number 10 says to be a true success is a gift from God. Therefore, we will remember to seek his guidance and we will trust in him. So I am just grateful, and I hope that something that I was able to share tonight through my life was able to help and impact somebody else.
And it definitely has, and I'm sure it will continue to do so through the archives. This is a beautiful Jewel. Any closing thoughts?
Oh, not at the moment. I just basically want to say to anybody out there, just follow your heart and trust in God. Sometimes it doesn't make sense. Sometimes, you know, he says, wait. There's a voice that tells you, wait, and you should listen to that voice. Because I think that, you know, when Mitch came to me and said this a couple years ago, it didn't make sense. And we did wait to really make sure that this is the voice of God and not just something that we wanted to do or he wanted to do. So that's my closing, I would say.
Wonderful. And we thank you so much for sharing with us on Motivational Mondays. And we definitely would like the opportunity to continue this dialogue. We have a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum that has been set up. It's a group that we can continue this dialogue. Maybe there's a topic that you would like to see discussed or a guest you would like to recommend. We invite you to communicate in that way with us. If you're not already connected to Coach Adams, please visit CoachAdams.com. You can join my network. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and we thank you for allowing us the opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey on this evening. Next week, you want to make sure that you're tuned into the broadcast because it's time to get into shape with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off. I coach and you win. Thank you again for tuning in.